What determines your destiny? If you don't nail this, you don't nail nothing. My name is Mr. 2020. You're listening to the Free Neville Goddard Podcast. Today is Sunday, the 24th of March. And we're going to explore what exactly determines your destiny. Short answer, your divinity does. Your divinity, the divinity of you, you are how God has the adventure of a lifetime. That determines your destiny. But let's dive deeper, because your dreams matter. I'm 57 years old. By the way, that could be a diagnosis really quick. Oh, you're 57. Well, that's when this happens. Oh, you must be feeling that. You know, your joints. Rightio. And then there's that thing, you know. Doesn't do what it used to do. Here's the deal, gang. Your divinity determines your destiny. Write that down. But let's dive deeper, because you are going to accept a diagnosis, or you are going to accept your dreams. One way or the other. By the way, rebelling against a diagnosis is simply accepting it, then rebelling against it. A lot of that in today's culture. Good Lord. If you're at war with your diagnosis, that doesn't mean that you are giving life to your dreams. Meanwhile, you've got a choice today. Your diagnosis or your dreams. And I got some pretty bad diagnoses growing up. One of the worst, scoliosis. Thought I'd be a cripple in my 20s. You guys know this. Went on to be a karate champion in my teens. Here's one you probably don't know. I met a woman. I came to Australia and I met a woman and I decided to stay. The problem is they don't have a visa for, hey, I met a woman, I'm an internet marketer, I want to come to Australia and stay. Well, they do, but you can't be in Australia whenever you do that. You have to leave. And I didn't want to leave. So here I am in Australia, way back in the old days. I'm on a visitor visa, doing my best. And time is running out. And so I reach out to some immigration specialists, attorneys, barristers, I don't know what we call them here, people that know what they're doing. Because I looked online, I downloaded all the stuff. Good Lord, I can't figure out a way to make this happen. So we made an appointment and we went to see the experts. And the experts said, look, there's no guarantee. We will increase the odds. It is going to cost you. And it's a slow process. And I could just tell, right? His diagnosis wasn't that good. He called in a second guy. He confirmed the diagnosis wasn't that good. I'm sitting with the woman I love, listening to these guys. I stopped listening. You can listen to those who support your diagnosis, who confirm your diagnosis. You can even be self-diagnosed, because I'll be honest, back then I was pretty much self-diagnosed as, my God, how the hell am I going to pull this off? Right? I didn't know the hows. But I chose to not surrender to the diagnosis. I chose not to go to war with it either. I chose instead to surrender to my dreams. Because your divinity determines your destiny. And you can surrender your divinity to a diagnosis. I could have made the best out of being a cripple in my 20s. By the way, I get hate mail for saying that. Cripple. That's what the doctor said. That's what I'm saying. Right? You can't handle it. It's not what I'm saying that upsets you. It's what you're imagining. What you are accepting is true. What if your number one superpower was acceptance? So I accepted living here with her. Married citizen, growing old. Dying and being fed to the chipper, right? Becoming part of the garden, one way or the other. Meanwhile, you're going to surrender to something? Is it a sense of humor? Is it a dream? Is it a diagnosis? Because I notice when people surrender to a diagnosis, they suffer from fun deficit disorder. That's a diagnosis. And I tell people, wow, how long have you had FDD? Yeah, fun deficit disorder, because it doesn't seem like you can tolerate much fun. I advise you to follow people who are having more fun than you are. Learn from them. That's what I do everywhere in life. The martial arts masters that I've worked with, the Native American mentors that I've worked with, the NLP masters that I've worked with. Yeah, they're having a lot of fun. They're having more fun than me. That's who I'm hanging with. Meanwhile, what determines your destiny? Is it your diagnosis? What you accept is true? What they accept is true? I'm 57. You know what they say. Rightio. Or is it your dream? Surrender to your dreams. We've got something cool coming up. DreamDrivenDay.com. It's 30 days of play, 30 people, private Facebook group, 4 live group calls, close contact with us. In other words, you don't got to do it on your own. You don't got to be one of the people that's listening to all kind of people with their different opinions. What I share is experience, gang. And what we do in that in DreamDrivenDay.com is we explore. We explore you, we explore life, we explore the truth about you that sets you free. The live group calls, that's where it gets really real. The daily lessons. Somebody told me, they said, well, I don't have 30 minutes a day to devote to a lesson. All right. That's your diagnosis. What are your dreams worth? Anywho. You determine your destiny. The divinity of you. And you're going to surrender to something, a dream or a diagnosis. Diagnoses tend to have people go, well, later, not now. I can't. Here's why. Rightio. Excuses are excellence. It's up to you. So this is your official invite, DreamDrivenDay.com. Imagine being on the group calls. Imagine having some cool little one-on-one chats with us. That's included, too. Imagine a little private Facebook group, but it's laser-targeted. And imagine transforming your life, finally. Not improving it. Not into improvement. I'm not into putting a new paint job on an old shit buggy. I'm into transformation. Let's do it. By the way, and even if you got a nice car, you don't see, here's the cool thing, right? Some people say, well, yeah, I'm doing pretty well, Mr. 20. I say, all right, cool. But notice if you're drawn to it. Do you want more dreams driving your day or not? That's what I got. So imagine joining in the fun if you wish. Imagine up something yummy for you as we go into the silence. your dreams or your diagnosis. One of those is going to determine your destiny. You're going to determine your destiny by surrendering to one of those. Excuses or excellence. And I get it. Excuses are easy, right? They just keep you where you are. That seems safe. Most people are doing that. I get it. But on the other hand, excellence, stretching, soaring. You don't got to do it on your own. You can join in the fun with us. DreamDrivenDay.com. Have a great day. My name is Mr. 2020, and you've been listening to the Free Neville Goddard Podcast.